This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 4th, 2025. Tens of thousands of hams are celebrating a successful 2025 ARRL Field Day. The largest annual amateur radio event is also one of the most beloved, as shown by countless social media posts. Activity was high with 1,536 sites in the ARRL Field Day locator, and that doesn't even count home stations, portable operations, and other participants. There's a reason that hams look forward to ARRL Field Day, said ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. It is easy to see how much fun people have during the event. Across the country, people come together in town squares, public parks, green spaces, and other locations, all to celebrate the joy of amateur radio and share it with others, she said. On the town green in West Brookfield, Massachusetts, between Springfield and Worcester, the Quabaux Valley Amateur Radio Club held its activation front and center in the postcard town. There was a steady line of onlookers visiting the setup that stretched out for several hundred yards. Many of them sat down to try their hand at the GOTA, get on the air station. Aboard the International Space Station, astronaut Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP, was active on the 2-meter band. Social media and YouTube show several clips of hams talking with Kim. James Walker, KC1UYZ, shared a video of his contact with Kim to Instagram and other platforms. KC1UYZ, welcome to the International Space Station, said Kim. A quick rest of the contact was followed by enthusiastic whoops from Walker, who was elated to have talked with an orbiting astronaut. W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maxwell Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, was active for the event. The station's three operating studios were configured as an F3 class station. ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, reports that nearly 2,500 entries have already been received via the online entry form. We are encouraged by the surge in early submissions, but there's still time to get entries in, he said. If the status of your entry is listed as pending documents, one or more of the required documents still needs to be submitted to complete your entry. Entrants may use the link provided in the confirmation email they received to add additional documents or to modify their entries. And Field Day entries must be received by Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. You can read more about a successful 2025 Field Day at ARRL.org. ARRL greeted and served members of the International Amateur Radio Exhibition, Ham Radio 2025, in Friedrichshafen, Germany. The event was held June 27th through the 29th. ARRL has around 6,000 international members, and this is Europe's largest amateur radio event. The theme of the event focused on the latest in remote radio technology. The ARRL delegation enjoyed visiting with amateur radios from all over the world. Representatives attending included ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, CEO David Minister, NA2AA, Director of Marketing and Innovation, Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, and Radio Sports and Regulatory Information Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. A photo album of all the events is available right now on the ARRL Facebook page. The 24th USA Radio Orienteering Championships were held June 19th through the 22nd, 2025. The event was hosted by the Backwoods Orienteering Club, BOK, at the Morrow Mountain State Park in Albemarle, North Carolina, and it drew about 30 athletes from across the United States and Canada. Radio orienteering is also known as amateur radio direction finding, or ARDF. There were 4 world championship-style races, Foxering, Sprint, 2-meter Classic, and 80-meter Classic. The elite results, Edward Nasbullen from Massachusetts took the unofficial overall crown, dominating the men's field, winning the Sprint, 2-meter, and 80-meter Classics, and adding silver in Foxering. Gila Gayfala from North Carolina took Foxering gold and finished second in the 2-meter and 80-meter Classics. And in the W35 division for women ages 35 and older, Lori Huberman from the California Bay Orienteering Club captured Foxering and Sprint, while Aaron Hammer from North Carolina sprinted to 2-meter and 80-meter Classic gold and added silver in other formats. For the youth, Junior Tiger Zhao claimed a perfect 4-event sweep in the M16 for men 16 and under, and teammates Anastasia Oforkin, W16, for women women 16 and under, and Adelia Shazrath Craig, W19, that's for women 19 and younger, also took golds, some with times that would have placed competitively in older divisions. The strong depth in youth, W55 and M50 and M60 division, bodes well for Team USA at the 2025 IARU World Championships to be held in Lithuania this August. The complete results of these championships, available now at the BOK website, will be used for selecting the U.S. team. Attention full ARRL members of the Pacific, Rocky Mountain, Southeastern, Southwestern, and West Golf Divisions. You have the opportunity to choose a director and vice director to represent you for three-year terms beginning January 1st, 2026. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. A voting director is chosen by ballot by the full licensed ARRL members in each of the 15 divisions. Vice directors who serve in the absence of the director at a board meeting and secede to the position of director should a vacancy occur are chosen at the same time. Elections are held in five divisions per year. It only takes 10 full memberships in a division to nominate a candidate for either office. And the eligibility nominees for the position of ARRL Director and Vice Director will be reviewed by the Ethics and Elections Committee by three directors who are not subject to election this year. You can read more about the call for directors at ARRL.org. The Pan-Atlantic Celebration of Maritime Week is being revived this year. Special event station SZ2VELOS was activated June 29, 2025, and will be in operation until Sunday, July 6th, under the auspices of the Hellenic Navy General Staff and the headquarters of the Hellenic Coast Guard. The Amateur Radios Union of Northern Greece, RAUNG, is participating in the celebrations by reviving amateur radio activity aboard the historic destroyer Velos, operating from the ship's original radio room on multiple HF bands and in various modes, including single sideband, CW, and digital. Maritime Week is a long-standing Greek institution dedicated to promoting the multifaceted role of the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Merchant Marine as the key pillars of national security and economic development. The event underscores the timeless relationships of the Greek people with the sea, cultivating the nautical spirit and love for the maritime world. Special commemorative diplomas will be issued to every amateur radio station that completes at least one successful QSO, regardless of band or mode. And for more information, please visit the official SZ2 Velos QRZ page. A silent key to report this week, Roger D. Smallwood, N8EKG, passed away on Saturday, June 28, 2025. He was 55 years old. Smallwood was the president and operations at R&L Electronics for over 40 years. He enjoyed amateur radio, conversations with people around the world, traveling, gambling, and socializing with friends across the country on a regular basis. He was a life member of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA, and a supporter of the Dayton Hamvention. An obituary and funeral arrangements can be found online at Brown Dawson Flick Funeral Home. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. There are two new amateur satellites that were launched by SpaceX on June 25th. Parus T2 is a 3U CubeSat from the Taiwan Space Agency with support from National Formosa University. There is an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz, along with an FM voice repeater with an uplink on 145.980 MHz and a 67 Hz tone. The downlink is 435.250 MHz. It should be noted that this satellite's telemetry will be unencrypted, making it available for use by students and hams. They will also have educational outreach tools. The second amateur satellite is Indonesia's Ridu Sat, a 1U CubeSat with an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz and telemetry beacon on 145.925 MHz. If you participated in the ARRL Field Day this year or the AMSAT Satellite Field Day, be sure to get your logs in by July 29th. Follow the ARRL rules for submitting to them. For AMSAT Field Day, you can find the submission sheet and instructions at AMSAT.org. Click on Events, then AMSAT Field Day. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests on July 5th and 6th, the CQ Worldwide VHF Single Sideband CW Contest, that's CW and phone. July 5th and 6th as well, the Marconi Memorial HF Contest, CW. July 7th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, CW. July 8th, the DARC Ready Sprint, that's digital. July 9th, the A1 Club AWT, CW. July 11th, a couple of events, the QRP Fox Hunt, that's CW, and the NCCC FT4 Sprint, that is digital. July 12th, the 13 IARU HF World Championship, CW and phone. July 14th, the Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, CW and phone. July 15th, the ICWC Medium Speed Test, that's CW. July 16th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, single sideband and phone. And July 18th, the NCCC FT4 Sprint Digital. Also on July 18th, the weekly Ready Sprint, that is digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. It's the Soary Valley Amateur Radio Club Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention. That's on July 12th. July 13th, the Sussex, New Jersey Hamfest hosting the ARRL Hudson Division Convention. July 26th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. And on August 2nd, the ARRL Maine State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Augusta, Maine. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. A reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed on Friday, July 4th, 2025 for the Independence Day holiday. There will be no ARRL bulletin or code practice transmissions on that day. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Monday, July 7th at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. We wish everyone a festive and safe 4th of July holiday. And finally this week, thanks to the Temple Amateur Radio Club in Temple, Texas for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. And welcome to the KJ4JJ Repeater Network in Kellington Lake Martin, Alabama. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.